Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's good? It's your boy Bad C, a.k.a. Nicholas Cage, man, a.k.a. Larry J. Blige, man. I'm representing Six Men. Six Men is in the building, Six Men Radio. But right now, it ain't about Six Men Radio. It's about my sisters, Magasia and Miss Queen T, man, Next to Blow Radio. Y'all check them out, man, and show them love and support, or I'm going to punch you right in your esophagus. Six Men, y'all. Super.
You are now tuned in to the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio. G-Mash, get money and start hating.
Hey, dig this. Don Faye, forever always yourself. Family or nothing, Northside riding. Letting you know you now tuned in and need to stay tuned in every Tuesday and every other Saturday to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio.
One. Hey, it's your man CB coming straight out of Sick Deep ENT, and you are now tuned in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. Bitch! Straight like that, nigga.
This is Damo Entertainment out of St. Louis, and you are now tuned into the hottest blog talk radio station with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia on the Next to Blow Radio.
Hey, yo, it's the Game Changer Center, a.k.a. at Sin City SRE, and you are now tuned into the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on the Next to Blow Radio. Hey, yo, make sure y'all tune in every Tuesday and every other Saturday with the lovely Miss Queen T and Magasia at 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Holla at me.
Hey, man, it's your boy A&T, man, and I'm rocking with Miss Queen T and Magasia right here on Next to Blow Radio. These ladies are so official.
Next to blow, ready to rock, ready to go. Hey ya, hey ya, hello. You know it's Miss Queen T, I'm a girl, see ya. Next to blow, Mr. J.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl, Miss Queen T and Magasia, right here on the Miss Queen T and Magasia show on Next to Blow Radio. What's good, Magasia?
Hey, what's going on, T?
Over here, excited to be back, you know. You know, we got a nice little show lined up and, you know, hot music to play and a hot interview tonight. Just chilling back in Minnesota.
Yeah, that's where you belong.
I know, right? Ain't no place like home. I can tell you that much.
Oh, most definitely. Yeah, I know how it is.
Yep, yep. Let everybody know what we got going on tonight, Maggie.
All right, cool, cool. What's good, everyone? It's your girl, Magasia. On the Queen T and Magasia show, like Miss Queen T said, we have a hot show for you guys tonight. We have an amazing artist by the name of H.I.T. Hit, come alive, you know what I'm saying, through the Miss Queen T and Magasia show. So y'all make sure y'all lay around for that interview. If it's your first time tuning in to the Miss Queen T and Magasia show, best believe it will not be your last time tuning in. Once again, if you're on the browser and tuned in on the website, make sure you dial that 718-664-9115. Again, 718-664-9115. And when you're ready to go live to either talk to myself or Queen T, make sure you press that 1. When you press that 1, you're going to hear a lovely young lady say, "You are now in queue." When she says you are now in queue, that's letting us know that you want to go live. And we are taking callers as they come in. So please be patient, because if you call in, if you call in right now, you may not get through until like 8:30, 8:45. It's not that we're going over your calls. It's because we have a high call volume every time. So looking forward to talking to our new callers, our future, our new callers and our old callers to see what you got going on this evening.
Yes, ma'am. And also, we are taking submissions. Real soon, we are getting back up in order. People been getting at us like, when's my song going to get played? Yeah, we apologize. I know, we apologize. Our song submission has been backed up.
Yes, yes.
That just shows that we got a lot of people submitting music, and that just shows that we have a lot of people that want their music heard right here on Next to Blow Radio. So we're growing, and we're growing each and every day show. Every show is getting bigger and better, and we love it, you know. So definitely appreciate all the support that we're getting from each artist and each listener and each caller and all that good stuff. So don't go nowhere. We do got a lot planned for the rest of the year and 2013. So we're finally getting that mix down for the next The Blow Radio mixtape.
OMG, yo, that's not Tom Mays right there. Because, like, I know we've been saying it for a long time, but, you know, good things come to those who wait. You know, perfection is the number one thing on the next Blow Radio show. So when this mixtape drops, you're going to be like, OMG, yo. Like, it's going to be uploaded on so many mixtape sites. You know, we got the hottest DJ in Chicago, DJ HB Smooth, verified, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him that's hosting the mixtape. He's team verified, so we got to make sure we home the love on that. So once the mixtape drops, we are going to have a listening party. You know, we're going to interview every artist on our mixtape. So it will guys let you guys know exactly how you can get on the next one, because trust me, first one is going to be hot. The second one's going to be hotter, and so forth and so on. So I'm excited about that right there.
Yes, ma'am, and I totally agree. And also, you know, just stay in tune with us. Don't go nowhere. We will be posting more information, and that will be in your timeline once it drops. So if you support us, we support you. And you never know, we might be doing the next one, another one real soon after that. It ain't going to take 6 months to do this one, though.
And we're going to go dumb stupid hard on the promo. You know how we get down. The promo's going to be exclusive. So, you know, we're going to get it done, as always, as usual.
Yes, ma'am. But yeah, Magasi, let's go ahead and take our first caller of the night. Let's go ahead and get into the caller from the 773. I know who this is. Oh, wait, before we take calls, Maggie, let everybody know what they must say when we ask them who this is.
Oh, yes, yes. When you call in Star Station, our show, we take you live. We want you to say your name, and I'm next to Blow, for example. What's good, everyone? This is your girl, Magasia, and I'm definitely next to Blow. You can put the little twist to it, you know what I'm saying? We like the little twists in the end. And let us know who you are, what you're repping in. You know, you're next to Blow, and why you're next to Blow. Let's do it like that.
All right. Well, and if you guys didn't hear her earlier, make sure you press that 1 to go live. If you guys want to go live at any time, press that 1 because we are taking calls. Our interview is later on in the show, so we are getting into all these callers. So go ahead and press that 1. If not, go ahead and listen in. But we're going to get into our first caller of the night. Call it out of the 773. Call it 773-759.
What's up? It's your girl, Denai. Enjoy that show. Stop and Jewelry Designer from the Shy. I'm next to Blow.
Hey! That's what I thought.
What's going on, dudes?
How you doing?
What?
How you doing?
I'm good.
She showed her blessing. She's like, yay, I'm going next to Blow. Woo!
Yeah, we're back and at it. Yo, actually, one of Denia's people is going to be on that mixtape we were talking about earlier as well. We should go ahead and get into that track. You think? Go let everybody know about these people, this group that you work with.
Definitely. You guys need to check out the video for North Back 360 featuring Bro Timmy. The song is called Need You Tonight. It's had over 12,000 views in less than a month. They're killing the game right now. They're going to be featured on Music Choices very shortly. Just waiting to get all the information on that. So they're definitely doing the damn thing. Shout out to North Rock.
Yes.
Shout out to them. I love this video. It's definitely a different type of music that's normally submitted. But y'all, if y'all don't like this song, y'all crazy. Because our normal listeners love this shit. So I'm trying to pull it up right now, so bear with me. Yo, Magasia, I'm sorry, Denia, we're about to get into this track. Go ahead and let them know who this is once more time.
Definitely. You guys are about to hear Need You Tonight from North Rock 360 featuring Real Timmy.
When you walked in, it was over. I knew that I had to have you. No, I don't know. I need you tonight.
thoughts about it. I say we talk about it somewhere that's nice and private. Cause I'm looking for love and I'm hoping that you can be the one to help me find it. Cause I need a queen and you got a king. Well, I could spade that diamond. Guaranteed that alone together we can change the weather and create our own climate. Best believe that the boat is better. Got the motion set up so we coast through the night. So forget about the losing, never settle for a mic. Open up the window and you gotta do is climb in.
To the point that I'm out of my brain, caged in rage. I lost my way, but I just found you. I ain't lost no way. It's so simple, you think. Just walked in and I'm all on the brink. I wanna ask you what it is that you think of a possibility of a love so sick. Heart fit a better in the matter of a clock tick. This one look in my heart held hostage. Ransom, anything you got it. If you want it, you can have anything that you can just imagine. But it's just me staring at you. Probably thinking I look like a damn fool. Cause I ain't say a word, yet it feels so right. Ma, I need you tonight. Cause I ain't saying a word, yet it feels so right. Ma, I need you tonight.
I need you.
I can't let you go. Cause I ain't saying a word, yet it feels so right. Ma, I need you tonight. Ma, I need you tonight.
Yes,
good,
that is good.
North 360. I'm in the background seeing it while it's going down. I'm at Love the Hook. Like I said, it's different, but it's like a lowrider type of feel or whatnot. So when I listen to that song, it reminds me, you know, Flo Rida. He has that type of like sound in a way, but most definitely, I love what they got going on.
Yeah, I love it because like when I hear it, I think about like, you know, just chilling in the club, you know, or having like on like a liquor commercial like Ciroc or whatever, vodka or whatnot, you know, just in the background. So I love that track.
I love it too. And everybody right here on Next Move Radio loves it too. So shout out to them. And Denaya, let everybody know how they can follow you again on Twitter.
Definitely. Make sure y'all follow me on Twitter at DANAYADD number 4, letter U. And the holiday season is around the corner, so if you need any jewelry, holler at me, DANAYADD 4U at yahoo.com.
Yes, sir. She does jewelry, custom jewelry, too, and they're beautiful pieces, so make sure you holler at her because I do got some pieces of my own. From Denaya Design. I'm sorry, Denaya. Hold on. Are you rocking with us tonight, Denaya?
Oh, for sure.
Okay, lady. Thank you. I appreciate your support.
Much love. All
right. We're going to get into this next caller. Calling out of the 803 area code. Call it 803-521. Who is this and where are you calling from?
What's going on, Miss Queen? How you doing? This Trillion from Down South Hustle.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I apologize. I didn't catch that caller. Did you catch who that was?
I didn't catch who that was, unfortunately.
I apologize. I actually ended the call.
Oh, no.
Okay, well, here, Epson, this is him. Let's go ahead and bring him back in. 803-521, I'm sorry. Who would you say this was?
My name is Trey from Downside Hustle Incorporated.
Okay, hey, what's up? How you doing?
Good evening. How you doing, man?
I'm good, thanks. I want to introduce you to Magasia. She's the other host right here on the Miss Queen T and Magasia show.
How are you?
Hello, ladies. How y'all doing?
I'm doing great tonight. You sound kind of tired. Are you sorry?
Nah, just overworking like crazy.
Aww.
Just pushing.
I love how hard working now.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm surprised
to flirt. Nah, but actually, Miss Queen, what I've been doing is I've been pushing a single. I think you pretty much can tell me and my people have been pushing a single called PSA. It just came out today. It's just freestyle. I just put this other single out last week called Ghoulish. And basically, we're just trying to finish the new year out. Just reached number 2 on Reverb Nation.
Nice.
Trying to do about a 10-city tour over in Russia so, like, we can get some fans some CDs over there. So, like, we just constantly working over here just to build me into a better artist and be prepared for everything.
Sounds good.
That's what's up. Number 2 on Reverb, that is what's up, too. Congratulations on that. I do have the single and I downloaded it. I just haven't had the time to upload it. So while the next song is playing, I'll try to get it uploaded. So just bear with me, okay?
Yes, ma'am. I just want to say
thank you very much. And I'll bring you back in. I'll bring you back in to introduce it, okay?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Hey, I like that. Yes, ma'am. Okay.
I'm just showing my... You know what I'm saying? My gratitude and my hospitality of just, you know, everybody helping me, you know.
Your mother, your father raised you really well. I like that.
No, actually, my grandmother.
Yes. Shout out to your grandmother for to raise you the correct way with respect. That's what's up, though. Let me tell them what it's got on your trouble. Oh man, oh my gosh. Yes. Okay, now.
Yo, Magasi, we had a person that called in earlier that wanted to hear this song by Ninos and Lil Wayne and Chantel Wynn, I'm sorry, called Booyah Lane. So we're going to get into this track as soon as I pull it up. And then while we're getting that song, we're going to definitely pull up that other song by my boy Down South. So stay tuned with us. Don't hang up because we will bring you back in to introduce this song. The song we're about to get in is by my boy King Nino and Team Little One and Chantel Wynn called Booyah Lane. As soon as I pull it up. All right, we're about to get into it right now. Next to Blow Radio, Miss Queen T and Magasia Show. Let's go.
BeatPlanet.com. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Booyah Lane. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Booyah Lane. I'm never coming back to you no more, I swear. Booyah Lane. You won't change the same thing, I swear. You lame by Booyah Lane.
Damn, she hit you with one of those. She must have. I caught her walking out the beauty store. hair wrapped up, sweatpants are beauty though. I strolled up on it like sexy, you beautiful. But that's something that you should know. Let me tell you where you should go on a date with me. And I ain't talking to the movies though. I'm talking about a nice flight, champagne nightlight. Yeah, I see a gift in my eyesight. So I'm like, shit, it's whatever. We can do whatever. And fuck your boyfriend, baby, I can get it wetter. I'm sitting on leather, blowing on loud. We ain't seeing nothing but the clouds. No, don't look down, trust me, you don't wanna see the crowd. It ain't nothing but haters all around. And maybe this life, I can have you back home the next night. It can never be wrong if it feels right. Now tell me what you gon' tell them.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Trips around the world, I can show you how I live. Why you trying to laugh when I ain't trying to kid? I'm grown independent and I know to handle biz. So come and kick it with me, Charlie. First the VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on the Tennessee, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring off while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse suite, top floor for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool and Lil mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Staff. She was mad when she hit my phone talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it. I'm winning. A pint of that Remy, ounce of that drove. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chillin'. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wonder why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the days in. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuckin' swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Hello.
That is my shit. I love it.
I love that track. Oh my goodness. So sick.
Gotcha.
Shout out to Nina.
I'm sorry, y'all. I'm having like hella problems with my switchboard. My internet connection is lame as hell. Boo you lame to my internet connection.
Mm-hmm.
I was in the background singing. I like that song, yo.
Right.
Yo, Maggie, you ladies, I forgot to tell you, Ninos is wants you guys or people, females in general, to sing that song, make a video to it, just sitting there singing the song or whatever, and they're like making a big collab with it, a whole bunch of people singing the song, and they're editing it and having a whole bunch of people sing to it, and they're submitting it to Worldstar and some other places or whatever, but. If you guys like that song and y'all want to sing it and submit it to King Ninos, yeah, he's looking for it.
We never established how his name is said correctly. Is it Ninos or Ninos? We need to find out ASAP because I didn't find out what his real name is. It you say Ninos, I said Ninos. Oh, my God.
Oh, we no. Let's ask Lil One. I think there's Lil One.
What up?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey.
Hey, mama. I'm good.
How do
you
say his name?
You want to know how to say his name? Yes.
Tell me right.
I need to tell y'all the secret. All right. It's Ninos G. Nino.
See, I was saying it. Yeah. Nino. I was saying Nino.
Oh, I thought it was Nino.
You're wrong.
Nino. Okay. Nino. All right, cool. So now that I know exactly how it's said, I want to make sure that I said correctly from my aunt. So it was Nino's, y'all. Shout out to
Nino's
little one in
Chantel.
That's
what's up. Yeah, it's a dope track. Yeah. It's not available on iTunes now? Or is it on Reverb Nation?
It's on Reverb. I know it's on his Reverb, and you can download it for 99 cents.
Nice.
Uh-oh.
Make sure y'all support that track. It's a dope track. So make sure y'all support it.
Yeah,
and the artist.
That. We perform that song all the time. The crowd love that song.
Do you have video of you guys performing that?
Yeah, we've been performing it a couple places.
Yeah, I'm yet to see the performance for that song. I can't wait. I can't wait.
Right.
So
I want to see the performance for that.
Wait till y'all see the videos we about to shoot. I got my boy Quentin.
Nice.
Got my boy Quentin Adams coming in to do my hand clap and Boo You Lane. So we're about to have back-to-back videos coming out, two club bangers in a row. You know what I'm saying? That's how Soda Free does it, so.
That's what's up.
I can dig.
That is what's up. Yo, before we get into this caller that called in earlier to request their song, let everybody know about your Fresh Fridays and what you got going on each and every week and how they can listen in and get your request in.
All right. Yeah, as y'all know, I'm Lil One. I'm the host of Fresh Fridays on Next to Blow Radio. You know what I'm saying? Each and every Friday, 8 to 10 Central, 9 to 11 Eastern Standard Time. You know what it is. If y'all want to be played on the radio, make sure y'all sending them tracks to nikkichilko200@yahoo.com. This week, this Friday, I'm doing a song battle. It's going to be R&B bangers. Now, I've had some hot stuff come through my email, I swear. So if y'all want to be on there, like I said, send it in to nikkichilko200@yahoo.com. You'll go head-to-head with another song, and if you win, you get a 20-minute interview live with me. You know, people can ask you questions. People can call in and request your songs, everything like that. So each and every Friday, you know what it is.
But it's different every week, right? It's not only R&B songs.
No,
every
yeah,
week, right?
It's different every week. Last week it was club banger tracks, and surprisingly enough, Nino's actually won that. So Nino's is going to be on my show Friday doing an interview with me. He went up against TKF, Prince Javon, and Sean Lyrics, I believe it was. Get Slapped. His song Shots in the Air won that against them. So, yeah, Friday night, 8 to 10 p.m. Central. Fresh Friday's a little one. What up?
What up?
Nice.
That must be a Soda Free thing, because all y'all say, what up?
What up?
Fuck you, me.
Right.
Fuck you, me.
You copyrighted, so I'm going to take that. And what? I'm going to take that. What up?
What up?
I love Yo, Lil One, do you have a request then you want to get in?
Yeah, I want to hear that Pyro Wet. You know what I'm saying? That's my jam right there.
Oh, my God. Wet. Ooh, I like
wet.
That.
Wet. All right, we go.
Ooh.
Ooh, y'all stupid.
Oh, my gosh, yeah.
We're going to get into that track right after we take this other call we took a little bit earlier. All right, Lil One, thank you. I appreciate it, and we'll be tuned in on Friday with you.
Yeah, sounds good.
All right. That's my girl, Lil One. Make sure you follow her on Twitter at Team Lil One, LILONE. All right, that's what's up. Let's go ahead and get back to this caller, 803-521.
Hello?
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 Yes, ma'am. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. I'm not used to people calling in saying yes, ma'am, no, ma'am.
Are you saying that? Is that saying why or no?
That's the southern hospitality right there.
All right, sir. Go ahead and introduce the song PSA for all the listeners.
PSA is a public service announcement from the southern eastern region that we about to take over everything down here because I'm home now
and I was gone for a while, so I just wanted to send a little message out to everybody. There's a whole new style out here that we're doing, and we're just killing beats right now. So I'm the first one out the gate, so I'm putting on everybody from the state, just from the state of South Carolina.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. Let everybody know where they can find that track and some more of your music and material.
You can get that track that just came out today. You can get it actually for free. It's a free downloadable, so I'm really, like, giving away the whole mixtape to the public for free at Reverb Nation / Down South Hustle. Or you can reach me on Facebook at Down South Hustle, Twitter, Down South Hustle, everything, Down South Hustle.
I love her.
All right. But, hey, we definitely appreciate you for calling in and sending in your music as well.
Thank you, ma'am. I really appreciate it, too.
You definitely don't got to go nowhere, okay? We do got a hot show. We got some more hot music coming up and more requests and all that good stuff. So don't go nowhere if you can just hang in as long as you can, okay?
Cool.
All right.
I got a question real quick. So, Queen T, I see you got a new word now. I
it's not a new word. It's just, you know, something I say sometimes, but.
I like it, though.
I don't know. I just, like, people, I don't know. I adapt to people, so. Like, when they say shit, like, you know how, like, CB was like, straight like that, bitch?
Yeah, straight like that, bitch.
I was saying that forever. I swear to Jesus.
So you don't retire that phrase like you got you a new word.
Wait, why you gonna put me on blast like that though?
Today your day to be put on blast, damn it. Today you ain't putting nobody on blast. Today is your night.
Tonight is definitely my night, I guess. Magasi's putting me on blast, y'all. Normally, I'll be putting people on blast, but tonight is the night for me, Miss Queen T. But, yo, if you guys are just now tuning in and y'all want to go live with us, make sure you press that one to go live. If you guys are tuning through the web, call in 718-664-9115. If y'all want to log in through the chat box, it definitely is open.
www.blogtalkradio.com/nextblowradio. Shout out to Crush. He is in the chat box, 302 Delaware, stand up. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to the 803, the 706, the 614, the 612, the 281, the 972, 301, 323, 214, the 404. Shout out to y'all. Press 1 if y'all want to go live with us. I do want to get into this next song requested by Team Little One. This song right here is Pyro featuring Blaze, Wet, OBF, One Big Family. Let's go. Miss Wet Wet. That track is hot. Oh my God. Like that song needs to be nominated for Song of the Year out here in Minneapolis. So I know I submitted that track for Song of the Year. So shout out to them. OBF, Pyro featuring Blaze, my crew. All right, yeah, we're going to get into the next caller calling out of the 706. This caller's been MIA forever. But let everybody know who this is.
Hey, what's going on, y'all? This casual, you know. Come on, hey. Stand up. What's up with y'all? How y'all doing?
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Now I've been working a lot, man.
I know. It's cool, though. You've been here with us in spirit.
You know, I try to do what I can.
Why you sound so bad? You want to miss Queen T, but God is so beautiful.
I know, man.
How's your day?
Hold on real quick.
Oh, you're going to put us on hold.
No. I'm going to say, where they do that at, man?
I know, right? Where they do that at? Only casual. That's only casual right there, yo. That's my dude, yeah. Mr. Let Me Get It. You know what I'm saying? I heard you got a new song, new single out. You pushing?
Yeah, I got a couple of them, but yeah, I'm gonna go. I just got this one back Wednesday from my dude Mix McCarthy. He's an engineer out there in Hollywood. So, I mean, just trying to get it. That's all I'm trying to do. All
right. Well, go ahead and introduce this song for us.
All right. This song right here is called Fresh. you know what I'm saying, about casual. So I hope everybody enjoy it. You know, it's something different for me, you know, so still killed it.
All right, let's go.
Yay. It's casual, baby. Yeah. Baby girl, it's fresh, fresh. That Louis, that Gucci, that Prada, that Dolce & Gabbana. How'd you get inside those jeans? Long hair, don't care. Has manicure, feet, pedicure, no makeup on. Damn, no makeup on. Kill 'em, dress check, stiletto heels check. Swag on deal, she got racks on deck. Gone shit, she break necks. Forever fresh, fresh to death. Always on her bed, nothing less, nothing less. Baby, girl, it's fresh, fresh. That Louis, that Gucci, that Prada. Jazzy, Papa, Louis, Gucci, Fendi, Prada. She get freshest in the water. She get it from her mama. F-R-E-S-H. Swag out of space. Angel face. See my grace. She's freshy. O-N-G the baddest. No contest. I gotta have her. Cause she's fresh. Baby girl is fresh. Fresh. That Louis, that Gucci, that Prada, that Dolce & Gabbana. Fresh, fresh, fresh. Yeah, she's fine, I want nothing that I gotta have her. Cause baby girl is fresh, fresh. And I know she's got potential, I can see it, her body's right now. Damn, she's fine, I want her. Tonight I gotta have her.
That's nice, right there.
I'm glad to what you think about that track. I like it. I love the whole concept of it. The beat is sexy. I love that dirty music. And I love the fact that he can actually sing. So that's a big A plus right there. I love it.
I love it. Casual. You know you're always making them good bangers, though. You know that Let Me Get It still my ears. For real, I still love that track. But let everybody know where they can find some more of your music.
Matter of fact, you can get Let Me Get It, Just Breathe. You can find all that on iTunes, Amazon. I mean, you can find it anywhere. Like I said, I just got back, just got fresh back. So it'll be on there next couple weeks. I'm going down to ATL, you know what I'm saying, to shoot the video for Just Breathe and Fresh. So, yeah, I mean, that's what I got going for me right now.
We can wait.
I love it.
No, I'm playing.
Casual, thank you for stopping through. We miss you. Don't go too missing too long again, okay?
Oh, I got y'all, man. I got y'all.
All right. What's up? All right. Appreciate it. Shout out to Casual. Make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, Casual. Just Google the shit, Casual. We're going to get into this next caller out of the 972. I don't know who this is, but who the fuck is this? Maggie, what did he say? What the fuck you want?
What the fuck you mean? This is dope ass music. No answers, no speech. Mr. Googleable, Team No Filter, West Coast Bay Area stand up. What the fuck do it do? Magassier rhymes with Hennessy and Queen Tay. You know what I'm saying? I got my baby powder in my left hand and my Hennessy in my right hand. What you want?
Uh-oh. Damn.
You trying to fight me? Hey, you know what I'm saying? Hey, it's so good to hear y'all ladies on the air again. You know what I'm saying? It's like Cagney and Lacey in this motherfucker. Care Bear moment. Care Bear moment.
Yo. Yo, Magasia. Dope always trying to put us on the spot when we go on his show on Team No Filter. When I went tuning in last week, this motherfucker had me do a Yo Mama battle, right?
Oh, hell no. Mama battle?
Yeah.
How does that work? What does that do?
Man,
yeah,
we have to go back and forth.
We have to go back and forth with Yo Mama jokes. So I think we need to do a round two. What you think, Magasia?
Let's go, man. Let's do this.
What?
You know what I'm saying? This is a Queen T. Magasia. We don't do mama jokes on here. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
We do. We versatile with it. You know what I'm saying? We go ahead and we just freestyle and we just do whatever we do. So,
don't be talking about my mama.
Okay, well, we about to do it since you like to put us on blast every time we call in. So, we're going to do a round two with your mama jokes, though. Me and you. Maybe you want to join?
I.
You want me to go first? I'll go first.
Okay.
All right. Your mom's so stupid, she asked for a refund on a jigsaw puzzle complaining it was broken.
Your mama's so fat, they have to take a picture with Google Maps.
Damn.
Maddie, it's your turn.
I'm going to throw back one. Your mama's so fat, she got hit by a parked car.
Oh.
Your mama's so stupid, I found her peeking over a glass wall to see what was on the other side.
Oh, wow. Oh, that's how you want to come in? All right. So, your mama's so stank, she gargled with sperm. That's how nasty your mama is. And Magasi, your mama's so fat, she got mountain lions resting on her titties.
Yeah. Oh, you can double tag us though. Well, your mama's so stupid, she invented a silent car alarm.
Oh, okay. Well, your mama's so stupid, you know what I'm saying? She jumped off the curb and broke her leg. That's how stupid your mama is.
Wow.
Well, your mama's so stupid, when I asked her to purchase me a color TV, she asked me which color.
Oh, okay. Well, your mama's so short, she got a pole vault to get on the toilet.
Oh, shit.
Well, your mama's so old, she still owes Moses a dollar.
Oh, yeah. Well, your mama's so old, she had the Crypt Keeper fall out her pussy.
Oh, shit.
Wow. Your mama's so old, she left her purse on Noah's Ark. Fuck you, man.
Hey, hey,
all right, we
my
had
it like though. I got my mama's feet down right now. Mama's talking about it.
He's going to call his mama.
Hey, man, shout out to y'all. Shout out to, you know what I'm saying? For all the people that don't know me, man, I am Dope Ass Music, you know what I'm saying? Rapper, producer, radio personality, you know what I'm saying? Make sure you check out the No Filter Show every Monday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time on Blast Your Thoughts Blog Talk, man. We go hamburger. Hashtag it, hamburger. You know what I'm saying? If you never heard it, just be prepared. You better have a shit bag because, you know what I'm saying, you're going to shit on yourself because we crack the fuck up. And I want you to know, Quinn, I think I seen you on the show, and, you know, the first topic was if there was a bomb at your mama house and you had the dude that put the bomb in your mama house at the spot and you needed to get the information out of him, what would be your interrogation tactics? Why one person said they would take his sphincter and wrap it around his head? I said, you's a nasty son of a bitch.
Oh, my God.
I was like, yeah. His sphincter? You know what I'm saying? Hey, they was going ham. They was like, one person said they would cry. I said, well, shit, then your mama dead then.
I don't know. Maybe I might put my goodies to work. Hey, I don't know.
Wait. Hey, I want you to appreciate all your support. Hey, thank you for the exposure on the mixtape. The mixtape is going phenomenal. If you want to hear the mixtape, it's the Thanksgiving Day Massacre, you know what I'm saying, by Dope Ass Music, 15 collabos, 30 slamming ass tracks. Hey, you know what I'm saying, it's bona fide. You know what I'm saying? And then as far as Queen, whatever song you want to slap by Dope Ass Music, be my guest. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got my daytime minutes up, so you know what I'm saying? I'm a rock with you.
Oh, shit.
All right. That's what's up. See, nigga, I can't stop saying that shit, yo. For real?
I don't know.
All right, let everybody know how they can follow you on Twitter. I got a request in to get in before you, but definitely, you already know I'm gonna slap on, so.
You say we slap that shit. All right, once again, you can find me, you know, I'm Mr. Googleable, so just Google me. And anybody that's remedial that don't know how to spell Dope Ass Music without any S's or C's, it's DOPEAZZMUZIK. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Nino, shout out to Angel, shout out to my man HB, shout out to, you know what I'm saying, Team Little One, shout out to Next to Blow.
Yeah.
That's what's up. Appreciate the support.
That's enough of my Care Bear moment. You saying I'm mad at y'all. I'm not gonna like that. You know what I'm saying?
What'd you say, Maggie?
No, what did you say, though?
I said I'm tuned in. Get to the rest of your show. You know what I'm saying? I love y'all.
Care Bear moment.
People probably like, what the fuck is they talking about? But yeah, we're going to get into this. I just uploaded a song, but we're going to get into this next caller calling out of the
612-703. What up, what up?
What up, what
hey,
up?
I don't know. No, I was playing this Blaze.
Hey,
Blaze.
What's up, Blaze? Shit, man. I just called in to request a song again. Shout out y'all radio, man. I fucks with y'all, Miss Queen T.
Blaze, you can't forget Magasia, too. You got Magasia.
Magasia.
See, they just be scared to say your name, Magasia, because they don't want to fuck your name up.
They be scared to say my name.
That's
how are you?
I'm good, chilling, man, watching this Timberwolves game.
Hey, that's what it is. Hey, if y'all don't know, this is the man that was behind that Wet song we played earlier. You see, they was cloning. They was like, oh, wet.
we submitted that, man, to the TC Awards this year, man, so I hope we get on. You know, if it do, hope everybody vote for it, man.
That's what's up. Definitely. You already know I fuck with y'all. So, Blaze, let everybody know about, before we you get your song requested and before we let you go, let everybody know about your video you got out, that you put out.
Oh, yeah, man. My birthday was on Thanksgiving Day. You know, every 5 years that shit happened. But I shot a video, Put Your Hands Up. I'm pretty sure if you ain't seen it, go to YouTube, you know what I'm saying? Put in Blaze, Put Your Hands Up, OBF, you know what I'm saying? My nigga Noob shot it, you know what I'm saying? So if you ain't seen it, go check it out. Or you can go on my page, Blaze Turned Up Coleman, you know what I'm saying? It'll be on my page, too.
All right, that's what's up. What's your request you're trying to get in?
Shit, I want to hear that Nobody's Perfect by Blaze and Rello. No. All right.
Okay. That's what's up. We're going to definitely get that in. I got a request in to get in before that, and then we'll get into that, all right?
All right.
All right. Shout out to Blaze. That's my boy out of OBS. You know I rapped them to death. So we're going to get into a track. Magasia, what's up? How you feeling over there? What you got going on?
I wish I had some Alizé or something, but I have water. It's cool.
Some Alizé. No, normally you be sipping on that E&J, though. Yes, what? Jay, why you switching to Alizé?
Yo, I don't know. Every week I try something new, yo. I like that Alizé. I like that syrup. Man, that syrup sexy and that Puerto Rican rum, that Haitian rum. OMG. But you know, I got to mix it with Pepsi. I can have that shit straight. I'm going to go looking crazy. Can have my eyes red.
You see how Magasi be doing? She don't even pass the bottle. Like, damn. Like, you could have let me know you was drinking, so I could have had a bottle on deck, too. Like, we could have both been sipping.
Hey, next Tuesday, get your bottle. Have your bottle. I'm having my bottle. Yo, next Tuesday is going to be exclusive. You know what I'm saying? So, we're going to be drinking it on air.
Oh, my God. You gonna make it? You think it's a little too early to say who we got next Tuesday? I mean, we got a hot ass show next Tuesday too.
It's a little early. We'll do it towards the end. You know, make sure y'all stay locked in because we're gonna tell you, who we got next Tuesday.
Yes. You're gonna love it. I'm so excited. I almost want to just fast forward, but we got a hot ass interview tonight. You know, so. But so we can't fast forward. We got my boy HIT 302 Delaware Stand Up 4D Music on. But we going to get into a track from Dope Ass Music. I'm looking right now. I normally would be playing I Don't Give a What, but I do want to play this track with my boy Dope Ass Music featuring Mr. Pills.
Okay.
Let's go.
I'm on the clip of the pill, on the blunt, back to the head, that's where we stay. Evil can evil do gone. get the pop and turn it up. Make the speakers jump, let it X in the trunk. Power it up, when I sell, I turn the crank and it turns the crumb. Hit the gas, the time is fast, to the limits on the dash. Act a fool, Kendrick swimming pool, get a gallon, yeah, that's cool. White boy crazy, doesn't fade me, mattress in the living room. Playing hot, am I right? And rejoicing, sonic boom. D-O-P-E, are you feeling me? A-B-Z-Z, women all over me. M-U-Z-I-K, that's all I got to say.
Cry to the dope bad music. It's so close, about to make me lose it. Like a bomb in the way to the music. That's why I cry to the dope bad music. Cry to the dope bad music. It's so dope, about to make me lose it. Like a bomb in the way to the music. That's why I cry to the dope bad music. Cry to the dope bad music. It's so dope, about to make me lose it. Like a bomb in the way to the music. Her body, cause fucking is my hobby, and I would love to call.
call you my main. Dang, good dang. Baby, I love to call you my main. Dang, but I can't do that.
Nobody's perfect. That's my shit. I love it. Shout out to them. That's my boy Blaze, Turn Up, and Rello, a.k.a. Mr. What Up. Y'all see what you think about that song? Okay. We got to see. Let's see.
Yo.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hello.
Yo, that yo, I love that song with Rello and oh my god, how you say his name? Oh my god,
TLB,
damn it, that song,
That song is Rello and Blaze.
Yes, oh my god, yo, I love that shit, yo, that shit's tight. No,
shout out to them.
No, and, oh, shit. I like that shit. That shit, right? I like that.
That's funny. Yeah, shout out to them. Make sure you Google them if y'all can't find them. That's OBF, One Big Family. You know, that's a hot crew out here in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Salute to them. We Are the Troops, Volume 1. Y'all can go find it on Dat Piff. Shout out to them. All right, we're going to get into this next caller. Calling out of the 281 area code. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
It's Major League Beast calling from H-Town, Houston, Texas.
Texas in the building.
What's up? What's up?
What they do?
What's up?
What's up, man? Calling in, checking out the show. Shout out to Lil One, Team Lil One. That's my homie. Shout out to Nino's, everybody. Next to Blood Radio Angel and shit. Shout out to Miss Queen T Promo, and shout out to damn, I don't want to fuck her name up. Magasi.
Hey, you look like Magasi. It's Magasi.
See,
how you doing?
Magasi, got it.
That's okay though. Everybody be fucking her name up. It's so funny.
That's no problem. How you like
the show so far?
Are you digging it?
Yeah, it's dope. I like the vibe. Definitely just keeping it smooth and shit.
Of course. Yo, Major League, before we get into the song that you submitted, because I know you got a lot of music on the switchboard, but before we get into the song that you submitted and wanted heard, let everybody know about this competition you got going on.
Yeah, man, I got this competition going on. Basically, you submit the verse back to me. I got a team of judges. It's 10 of us, a couple A&Rs from the South, from a couple major labels, a couple from big indie labels. We're going to all judge it downtown Houston at a major label. Right now it's doing crazy. It's actually, it went viral because I got 396 artists submit already. If you go check out the link, it's on Nino's page. It'll be on my Twitter and my Facebook tonight. You can get to all my pages. Just Google Major League Beats. All my pages will be right there on the first page. I'm going to do the link and stuff throughout this show. So, man, it's right there. Like, it's crazy. Make sure y'all get the track and do y'all thing with it. It's a crazy-ass hook on there. It's live. It's tight.
Okay. Cool.
That's
enough
support.
Yeah.
I uploaded that song, the song you had sent earlier, but I can't, for some reason, it's not coming up. So, y'all
how can they find
you
on Twitter?
Say it again?
How can they find you on Twitter or Facebook?
You can find me on Twitter, at @MLB_Productions, at @MLB_Productions. Facebook, just type in Major League Beats, I'll be right there.
Is there a deadline for the competition?
Yeah, the deadline is December 21st. If the world don't end, the competition over.
Are there any certain instructions? You know, I gotta be real with y'all. Some of these artists do not know how to follow directions.
Yeah, it's cool, so, man. I mean, it ain't no rules, really, man. Just do your thing. It ain't really no way you can fuck it up. It's two verses. Don't rap over the dude on the hook, obviously. Yeah, other than that, it's cool. Just submit it back to me before the 21st, and we're going to judge it. Like I said, it's going to be a lot of good ears, so even if you don't win, some of those A&R, some of those managers, they all may, you know, just like, hey, you got an email for them. So it's just a good way to kind of get your music heard. It's going to be some good people judging.
Okay.
No, so you want us to play the come up, or you want to hear the Tattoo Joe?
I want to hear the Tattoo. It's a new song. It's going to my boy Joe. R&B mixtape coming out. It's coming out in February. It's crazy. I'm producing the entire thing. It's strictly for the ladies, but the dudes gonna jam it because there's some dope shit on there too. But this song right here is crazy. It got an industry feature that's gonna be on it. So I'm gonna make sure. I'm gonna give it to Next to Blow for all y'all to drop it first. I'm gonna give y'all exclusive for y'all to drop it first. So yeah, I'm gonna work that out with y'all. So but yeah, once we get that feature on, I'm gonna let y'all hear that too. But it's a great snippet of it. It's about majority of the song. It's just missing the feature. So y'all get an idea of what it's gonna sound like.
Okay. All right, we're about to get into that track right now, right here, Miss Queen T. Magasia Show on Next to Blow Radio. Let's go.
Major.
You know I really like what I see, right?
Oh, you do?
Come a little closer to me.
For what? What you trying to do?
What I'm trying to do? I'll tell you what.
What?
Just a lot back.
Man.
Your tattoo, your tattoo,
and I,
your tattoo, kiss you on your tattoo, kiss you on your tattoo, kiss you on your tattoo, tattoo, your tattoo.
This might kind of seem crazy how I want you right now. This might kind of seem crazy how I want you all night. And you ain't got to worry about a thing, girl. There's no strings attached, so do your thing, girl. Lay down on my bed, bend your body over, face up in my pillow, and let me grab your shoulder.
I knew you was gonna say that, girl. It's gonna well, with both of us, we love us some R&B tracks. So for real. That's what's up, yo. Major League, we definitely appreciate that. Let everybody know again where they can follow you and find you.
Man, make sure y'all like I said, Google Major League Beats. First page, you'll get to my Facebook, Twitter, everything, Reverb, website, everything. But my Twitter directly is @MLB_Productions, spelled out the regular way, no trickery shit, no Z's, nothing. @MLB_Productions, straight out like that. Man, y'all tweet me, I'm going to follow y'all, everything, man. Y'all shoot me links to y'all shit on Twitter. I got like 8,400 followers. I'm going to retweet y'all shit, whatever. I show love, Facebook, whatever. I share y'all shit. Holla at me.
Sounds good. I love it.
Thank you for rocking with us, so you definitely don't got to hang up, okay?
I know, I'm in the show all night.
Cool,
hey, that's what I like to hear.
Yes. Major.
And if you guys are just now tuning in, press that one to go live. Press that one to go live. Get your request in. We see all the numbers in the switchboard. So press that one. If y'all want to go live, press that one. We're going to get into this next caller out of the 614-597. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Columbus, Ohio, 614 Casino District.
Hey, that's what's up. How you doing?
Doing pretty good. How y'all doing?
We're good. You liking the show so far?
Yeah, y'all hot.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate it. See, we got people in all over the United States calling in. Definitely appreciate it. Do you have a request you want to give in? Any shout outs or anything?
Yeah, actually, I was wanting to request my boo, Buck City Boss. I would like to request his 5-star streak.
All right. That's what's up. Shout out to Buck City Boss. Yeah, he's an artist that I encountered with. Out there, met. He's real cool. Shout out to him. Definitely doing his thing out in Columbus, Ohio. Yo, thank you. Appreciate you calling. We definitely get him in rotation, okay?
All right.
That's what's up. Shout out to 614. Stand up. That's what's up. Let's go ahead and get into another caller before we get into that request. 612-964. Caller, who is this? Where are you calling from?
This is Mike Kelman. Mike Hill, 57, you know, Minneapolis, you know, Midwest, you know.
Hey, that's what it do. See, 612 in the building.
Just calling in, showing y'all love. Y'all always support my son, Candy Payne, and be having him in rotation. So, you know, y'all be looking out for the dude. So that's what's up.
Shout out to you. Yeah, you do get a lot of spins on that Candy Payne. Let everybody know about this song you got going on in the video as well.
Yeah, man, the song Candy Paint, man, just something for the clubs and the cars and girls, everybody, man. I got the video. I just shot it, so it should be up in about 2 weeks. MikeHill57NYKAL57, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, everything, MikeHill57. Yeah, just look me up.
We're definitely gonna get into that song right after this next test.
For sure.
T, do you see our caller? Well, not caller, our guest of the night on the swing board?
All I got is AC on there right now.
Okay, cool.
So AC, we waited for. What'd you say?
Is this Eric on that 302? 893?
What'd you say?
Area code 302. Last four.
Yeah, the only 302s I see out here is AC and Crush.
Okay, cool.
All right, so AC, I'm going to need Hit to call in. We're going to get into this track right here, requested by Buck City Boss's Boo. Actually, I can't find the song she was requesting, but we're going to get into this track, Loving It, by Buck City Boss. Let's go.
Yeah, Buck City Boss, representing them knockout boys.
It's my car,
and
back and take this rap game back. I'm like Dr. Dre, boy, I'm bringing after man.
It's my cars in my heaven. It's my crib in my heaven. It's my eyes in my heaven. All in the heaven. It's in the heaven. It's in the dick in my heaven. I'm in the top, baby. Loving me. All in the
looking stupid while y'all come and learn the game. Fuck it, dog, I'ma do it. Grab it in a tube, watch me spit it so it's squeezing. I'm a hard bone thug gang. Yeah, I bump a ruthless. Need to train troopers, watch them bounce in the true shit. Multiple club play, the meaning of a true hit. Just start to play whack, grab a step, your balls up. You hear my hits coming, hit him with your guard up. Or you a fraud, bro, a better holler danger. And that's no homo when I cock and let it bang, bro. Yeah, juices up to my gangsters. What up, Lord, what up, blood, team bangers. And I'm cool with the cuz, blue bangers. And my thugs, thugs, love, we famous. I took your girl, then I put it in the anus. Me, where some of my friends can't change it.
It's my cars and my happiness. It's my crib and my happiness. It's my eyes and my happiness. All in the bed, it's a living happiness. It's in the sun and my happiness. It's the dick and my happiness. I'm in the dark, baby, happiness. All in the bed, it's a living happiness.
Loving it, genius on the microphone. Here we go, another hit. Begging me to mix the track, cause I make them sound the best. Ask me how I do it, it's a gift from God, I guess I'm blessed. 10% luck, the rest is all skill. Set my mind to it, pull a bad bitch, you will. I guess she likes what I'm saying. Nope, game playing, direct to the point that I'm in. What you thinking? Roll with the buck, and they treat us like some superstars. Drinks at the bar, we don't buy them cause they buy them for us. Guess we getting drunk, like every other time. Avoiding landmines, have my homie by my side. Want them haters out. I ain't fucking with them. If your boy's acting up, you better come and get him. Ruining my buzz, so I guess I'm gonna have to handle. We still them knockout boys, in case you don't remember.
It's my cars and my happiness. It's my crib and my happiness. It's my eyes and my happiness. All in the bed, it's a living happiness. It's in the sun and my happiness. It's in the dick and my happiness. I'm gonna be baby, loving me. All in the bed, it's a living happiness.
Yeah, y'all know what it is. Buck City Bowl, G-Bowls, representing them knockout boys. Shouts out to Little Brian. Day Day, know me and my Black and Mouth family. Another hit. Shit.
All right, that's my boy, Buck City Boss. Make sure y'all hit him up on Twitter at Buck City Boss. That's with two C's. Shout out to him. Shout out to the 614 Columbus, Ohio. We about to get into this interview of the night. Before we do that, we want to take this other caller live with us real quick. 612-205, caller, who is this? Let everybody know where you're calling from.
Yo, what's poppin'? It's your boy, Rello Jackson, calling from the Murder App, man. Northside bound, Southside high, get down. Shout out to my team, OBF to the death. And you already know, next to blow is the family, man. What's going on, y'all?
How are you?
I'm good. Just posted. Figured I'd call in and show some love, man, because y'all helped me get a little further in my little career that I have as of right now. So I had to call and show love.
Yo, I got something to say. I got something to say live on the air right now, Rello.
Oh, shit.
No, I'm playing. I just want to let you know that we miss you over here on Next to Blow Radio. So got a spot open. Hint, hint.
You want to hear something funny?
What's up?
Individuals been asking me, like, man, you need to get back and do that, man. When you going to jump back on it? So I'm contemplating, like, man, let me see if I can get a good day slot, and I think I might have to go ahead and pick that back up because people was fucking with me. So it might be time to get back in the game.
We'll talk about that on the flip side. Yeah, but we definitely miss you over here on Next to Blow Radio. You're definitely, even if you don't come back, I already told you we support you 100%, and I've supported you guys, OBF, and the whole team since day one, so.
Man, I appreciate it too, man. For real. Shout out to the whole team. Extra blow. It is what it is.
Right. You got a request that you want to get in that we can get in after the interview?
Oh, if y'all could do my rep my city, me and G.I. Joe, I truly appreciate that. But y'all got to wait for that remix. I got to send y'all that remix. Man, I got hitters on that one. So, but just play that G.I. Joe or Rello, man. I'll be satisfied from there. Till I get y'all this remix.
All right. Thank you, Rello. Appreciate it.
All right.
Shout out to Rello Jackson, a.k.a. Mr. What Up. I can't say like he can, so make sure you just Google him and find out. He be always telling me I fuck it up, but, hey, I'm sorry. I can't do it like you.
I don't know.
We going to get into this interview by my boy, HIT302, Delaware Stand Up. What up?
What's going on? How y'all doing, Miss Queen T. Magashi? How y'all doing, man?
It's great. I am great. I'm wonderful.
That's the show. I appreciate y'all having me on the show. I'm cool, man. Just got done doing 15 hours at work, man. So I'm cool.
You getting that guap, boy?
Yeah, man.
I'm sleeping. Hey, that's what it is. But let our listeners know who you are and where you calling from and how you got the name HIT.
No, it's HIT. Coming out of 302 Delaware from New Jersey. Basically, the name, where I got the name from, HIT, is basically short for Hitman, is what I was going by at first. And then eventually I just started making hit hooks and hit songs, so after a while I just, took the Hitman off of it and just started calling myself Hit, because I've been making so many hits, it's ridiculous.
I love it. So let's talk about what type of artist you are for the first time. If we're just, getting to know you and we're about to listen to your music, how would you describe your genre of music?
It's a lot of versatility in the music that I do. And most recently, I've been doing a lot of, a lot of conscious songs. A lot of songs that, shed light on some of the bad things that's going on that I don't feel like us as a whole community, whether, black, Hispanic, white, whatever, and we're not really taking in track of what's going on. So a lot of my songs lately, that's the type of time that I've been on. Like my single Queen that's available on iTunes right now, basically just shedding a light on how us men treat women, So that's the type of artist that I'm becoming. But I'm real versatile. I really dive into everything.
Okay.
That's what it is. So what other artists out there that you would like to collab with, as in let's do underground.
Underground.
What other artists would you like to collab with and why?
I'm sorry, say it again, I hear you.
I'm sorry. What other artists out there that's underground that you know of, that we may know of, that would you like to collab with and why?
Underground. That's a lot. I don't even know the underground anymore. I don't really know if you guys know his name, but he's from Philly. His name is ARF. Like when it comes to underground artists, that's the number one. Like I would want to do a song with him. I don't know if y'all know him, but if y'all don't know him, you need to look him up. His music is crazy.
Okay. Sounds good.
That's what it do. So, what would you say is your craziest, first of all, before we do that, so do you be performing in Delaware and all the surrounding areas?
Yes.
Okay. So, what would you say your craziest experience, fan-wise or anything? Like, do you have any crazy experiences for HIT, performing-wise?
Man, I wouldn't say it was crazy. I know we, shout out to the whole 4D Music Camp. Shout out to AC, my CEO. We had a big show one day. We had a big show, but it was out here in Delaware. And we had a big show, and it was packed. Like, you could barely move, man. We had so much fun, man. I think, the craziest thing that happened is, a couple of our own people, you know what I mean, got into some situations. But we never, I never had a real crazy interaction with a fan, you know, like somebody flattering me or something crazy like that. Nah, it wasn't. I had nothing crazy like that, but just crazy outgoing show we had, it was crazy. And then, you know, we had a couple issues at the end, but other than that, man, everything's been cool, and I've been blessed.
Okay.
That's what it is.
So when did you realize that you wanted to be an artist? What triggered you? What opened your eyes and made you want to say, you know what, I want to be an artist. This is what I want to do. This is the career that I want to pursue. When did you realize that?
Well, I always loved music. I mean, really. I mean, honestly, I tell people this all the time. I really wish I could sing. Like that's my number one passion. I really love singing, but I can't sing for nothing.
Uh-huh.
So I get that from my mom because, you know, growing up cleaning and, you know, on Saturdays or, you know, you listening to all the oldies, the Temptations and things like that. So I've always been into music as a whole. You know, I'm a big country music fan. But as an artist, what made me actually start rapping is a problem with somebody, one of my neighborhood, somebody in my neighborhood, and I had a computer with a microphone on it, and my brother was playing the instrumental, and I just started rapping off of it, and I started letting people in, and they actually liked it, and I never turned back ever since then.
Okay. Sounds good. So do you have any upcoming shows for your new hit single, Queen?
Well, right now we basically looking into the show, so we don't have nothing booked right now, but we definitely have some things in the works and things in the talk. I just can't say, you know, whether I'm going to perform here in this date because it's not put in yet. So I don't know exactly what date it'll be, but we will be performing soon.
Okay, sounds good.
That's what it do. Yo, also, speaking of your CEO, I definitely want to give a big shout out to AC because he be holding y'all down like crazy. Mm-hmm. So
that's
shout out to him, AC. You the man, AC. No, I'm playing. Talk to me. So I gotta know, since you being in a group like that, and you know a lot of other artists are in groups, and some are, you know, individual. But I want to know, what's the pros and cons of being in a group?
Well, I want to, you know, make sure that everybody understands. I'm not in a group. Like, it's 40 Music is a label. It's just a label with different artists in it, and until now, everybody had been collabing with each other. Nobody has actually did something by themselves. And, you know, I made it very clear as the co-CEO, and AC made it very clear that we're not trying to make this a group together thing. We're trying to make this individual artist and going out here and meeting our goals and going out there and actually making it with each individual artist, not as a group. So right now, I'm working on my solo album, you know, we have others as well working on their solo album. So, you know, shout out to Mills, Lofi, shout out to K-Bars, M.I.D., the whole 4D Music, shout out to Loud Thought on the beats, I mean, but we're not a group, we're just a label that, you know, everybody's an individual artist. But just until now, you know, we all been working together. So now you'll see more of, you know, just H.I.T. working on solo songs or Bosses working on solo songs or, you know, Mills working on solo songs. It might be. That's how they'll start coming.
Okay. Sounds good. So what are you looking forward to accomplishing for the rest of 2012 and the beginning of the year 2013?
Well, 2012, I'm supposed to drop another single this month, you know, within the next coming weeks. And beginning of the next year in March, I'm dropping my first solo album. And we don't have an exact date, but it will be dropped in March. You know, I want to just basically start touring all over the place I'm still trying to get out there with y'all, you know, just trying to get all over the place and rock some shows and, you know, basically, you know, gain some revenue and start feeding my family better than I had ever done.
That's fantastic.
That's what it do. Yo, Magasi, you ready to get into the strike? I want to get into the sport, H.I.T.'s track, actually, called Queen. Okay. Let everybody know about this song and the concept of it and how it came about.
Queen, basically, I just wanted to let women know, man, as a whole. You know what I mean? I was raised by my mom in the household with my mom, my aunt, and my sister. And I've seen a lot of, you know, way that they've been treated, and as well as other women that I've met through my life get treated wrong by men, by us men. And I just wanted to shed light on it. Like, it's crazy how we treat them. And then what makes it even worse is a lot of women accept it just because they are either in love or because the person has money or they like their sex, whatever the situation is, they accept the bad way that they're treated. So I just wanted to shed light on that and just let girls know or let women know altogether that if you get into that situation, always remember that you're beautiful. And you only, I have to tell you that. As long as you know it, then everybody else is going to know it. You're going to show it. So that's basically
that's
where it came
true.
From. Just let every woman know that they're a queen. That's all.
That's so true. All
right, we're going to get into the track right now. Queen by H.I.T. 40 Music's own. Let's go.
You understand though, some things you need to be told and they don't really tell you. I wanna let you know. Look. You ain't gotta take that treatment and take the abuse. Just tell the truth, it ain't no reason to make an excuse. You don't deserve it from anybody, nor any dude, cause you're a Q. Your thighs, and you wearing dark shades just to cover your eyes. This ain't no game, baby girl. Why you trying to disguise? And you making up the stories, ain't no time to deny. Oh, you tripped and hit your face, well, it looked like you died. And you know a nigga love you, I can see through them lies. And I don't got to see no tears, and I can tell that you cry. What it's gonna take for you to wake up that day that he wake up so mad that he hates you and he just beat your face up to your ass? Wake up, well I pray to God that you wake up, cause I don't wanna see you in that casket and bomb with that makeup. Cause that's another man's love, another man's pleasure. He know he needs you, but he treats you like he don't want you. Knowing there's men in the street like me who really want you. And they take your mind, body, and soul and really flaunt you to the world. Scream it out, this my girl. And it ain't nobody else like her, not in this whole world. I got that perfect diamond, I got that perfect pearl. Like when she flat iron her hair, I got that perfect curl. Happiness in relationship makes a perfect world. Me and you in a spin, now that's a perfect twirl. Damn, you beautiful in and out, you perfect girl. It ain't no Michelle without Barack, yeah, that's for certain. But what we need to realize as men is vice versa. Instead of breaking you down, helping rebuild your strength.
stage up. I'm your Urkel, I'm just trying to keep you from danger. I wanna be your Corey Booth, would you be Topanga? Or we can live like the Obamas, or Will and Jada, and whip our hair back and forth and make Karate Kid, and go half and half, this a 50-50 split. This my rendition of what really love is, what it's supposed to be, you know, you and I, me and you, yep, that's how it's supposed to be. Bring my boy Mega in. I know you understand that now, huh? You're beautiful. Beautiful.
Amazing. I love that track. That track right there is a beautiful track.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I appreciate that. Another thing I wanted to say as well, man. First of all, shout out to Don Mega, because, you know, he was the one singing on the track, so shout out to Don Mega. Man, another thing I want to say, yo, I love women. Like, I love all women. I got two beautiful daughters. I want to make sure that they grow up knowing that there's no better man in the world other than God. And then next to God is me. Like, I'm their number one. And anything that they can get from me. I mean, I want my daughter to know that she don't have to want anything from any man. Like, a boy, whatever, can't come up to her and say, yo, I love you. And then all of a sudden, she swept off her feet. And in the same token, I also want girls to know that a lot of things can be their fault as well. The popular decision is not always the best decision. So just because he got money and don't mean he love you. And just because he don't got money don't mean that he don't love you. Because the man that don't got the money might have ambition and might love you to death, and he might go all out for you. So women really got to understand, you know, decisiveness one that with before, you know what I mean, they make them big decisions and be heartbroken and all that. So, again, you know what I mean, the popular decision is not always the best decision. Just make sure you know what you're doing.
I love the message. I love the message.
Yeah. So I got to know. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, Maggie. No, I was going to say, once you let everybody know what inspired you in HRC to really, you know, what were you thinking when you were sitting there listening to instrumental, writing the lyrics? Like, was it the song Queen? Was it a song that you always wanted to do? Or did it just come to you as you was writing the lyrics?
Be honest with you. I was listening to the beat, and a beat. You know, listening to the beat, I'm the type of person that when you listen to the beat tells you with the rap. You know what I mean? The beat tells you what type of song you should do. You know a party song as soon as it come on. You know a real serious song as soon as it come on. You won't flip-flop the two. You're not going to get on a serious beat and do a party song to it. It just won't happen. So I'm listening to the beat, and I'm like, okay, I know I got to talk about something real. So, you know, I had a conversation. It was a conversation I actually had. Was in an argument with my girl, and you know, she told me she felt some type of. You know what I mean, I never apologized for it. Just went downstairs and started listening to the music. And then in my head, I was thinking, like, you know, I was wrong. You know, I should, you know, this about it. But now, listen, I don't hit my wife or nothing like that. It just put me, for some reason, that little argument that we had. It was only like 2 minutes. It put me in a whole nother situation. And I just started thinking. I'm listening to the beat and just started thinking. I started thinking about my mom and my sister and the abusive relationships that they both were put in. You know, so that's where it came from. Again, man, I love women, and I just want us men to
to understand, like, you would not be here without a female. Like, it's not, it's impossible to be gay without a female. It's impossible.
Impossible,
I don't know about, you know, in Mars and, you know, Pluto and shit like that. I don't know how they get created over there. But here on Earth, and, you know, what I believe in, God, man, it's man and women, a woman. And the same thing for a woman, man. You got to, you know, you got to hold your man down, man. I mean, we make mistakes sometimes. Y'all make mistakes. You know, anybody perfect, man, y'all supposed to hold each other down if you really love them, man. That's the only thing we got left in this world is love, man. Everything else is dying.
That's right.
I got to know this question, HIT. I want to know what you think about the state of hip hop today.
I think it's good, man. Man, back in about 05, like from 2003 to like 05, 06, man, it wasn't really nothing. But I think it's getting back, man. We got Kendrick Lamar, man. He's doing a lot for us right now. And, Nas dropped his album. I love his album. So, and I also like the fun rappers, you know, like 2 Chainz and, you know, stuff like that. So I think the state of hip hop is cool right now. I think it's straight. I think it's good right now.
All right, sounds good. What is your booking info like? You know, a lot of people going online right now. They're tuned in, and they want to know, like, you know, they want to book you for a show, a feature, collab. What is that information that they need to know?
Well, you know, first, you know, you can hit the email and get in touch with me or my CEO, AC. Once again, shout out to AC. It's the number 4DEEPMUZIK@gmail.com. You can hit us on there. Either one of us will get back to you ASAP. You can find me on Instagram at 4DMHitter. You can also find me on Twitter, Hitter4DM. On Facebook, you can find me, HIT, my music page. And you can link up with me on any of those. And I'm willing to collab with anybody or however you want to do it. I'm willing to do anything.
Okay, great. And how can they find the single on iTunes? Like, what are they supposed to search for on iTunes to find you and that single on iTunes?
Okay, on iTunes, it get a little crazy because on iTunes, you got to actually – I don't know if you put HIT in, if it'll come up now, but I know if you put in Queen featuring Don Mega, it comes up. And, you know, you'll see, if, you know, a face in the background, you know, with eyes, you know, teary eyes. You can go on iTunes and copy from there. You can also copy it on Google Play, so on iTunes, China, Australia, all that good stuff. Django Radio, Spotify Radio, eMusic.com, Amazon.com. You can all find it. Just, you know, put in Queen Future and Don Mega, and you'll find it. And go, you know what I mean, support your boy, man. I'm out here trying to do the right thing.
Okay. So is that a song that you want to do a video for in the near future or no?
You said a video?
Yeah, is that a video?
The video is coming real soon. The video is going to be crazy, man. When I tell you I'm going in my video bag, it's going to be crazy. I mean, they're going to put me on MTV or something. That video is going to be too real. All
right. So do you need a leading lady for that video?
Do I need one or will it be?
Well, do you need one or do you have somebody in mind? Or are you guys going to do casting calls? Like, what's the process of that?
Nah, I haven't really figured out who's gonna do it. I know I got a lead in role for the guy. I haven't picked the girl yet, you know. And
okay.
it's not really oh, you have to, you know, look like this or you have to look like that, or because I'm a type of person. I really like, you know, when it comes to women, I like something totally different than what society say you're supposed to like. Because, you know, society says light-skinned women. I love dark-skinned women. Like, they also say, you know, society says, you know, you got to be skinny. You know, I love thick women. Now, I'm not, you know, disrespecting light-skinned women or skinny women. You know, all of y'all are beautiful, you know, no matter. But me personally, my mom is thick. It's what I've been around. I just like thick women. It's just, you know, I love it. My girl is thick and dark skin and beautiful, my queen. So
That's just what I'm into. So I'm not really looking for something, you know, specific. But when we do the video, like, she really got to be good, you know, with the acting. I mean, she really got to be good. That's all I ask for. Because we really going to tap into some emotions with this video.
Sounds good. I'm looking forward to seeing that video when it's
live. So, you know, HIP, I got to know, like, what advice would you give to another upcoming artist starting in this music game industry?
Man, know what you want to do, first and foremost. You know, make sure that this is what you want to do. Make sure that you want to rap to make that your way of living, to make sure that, you know, it's going to become your income. Eventually, that's the goal that you aim for. You want it to take over your main income. Make sure that's what you want first. Once you decipher, you know, whether you're just rapping for fun or you're rapping to make a living for you and those that you love, then, you know, build your team. You get a manager, a CEO, like my manager and my CEO, sky's is the limit, I'm telling you. And once you start building your team and you go out there and you're networking, you got to make sure you know the business, man. You got to make sure you know the business. It's 80% business and 20% music. And that don't mean you got to have 20% talent. That means people with talent out here never made it because they had no idea about the business. No idea. For a perfect example, K. Michelle, who I love to death. That is my baby. When she first got on, she had no idea about the business, which is why she's been done wrong for the past 4 or 5 years. And now that she knows the business, you're gonna see a lot from her, and you see that she got signed with Warner Brothers and things like that. And she's talented. So if you don't know the business, man, it could eat you up and spit you out. So make sure, you know, I read books. AC, call me. Oh, go look at this website. Go read this catalog. Go do this. Go do that. So we make sure we know about the business and what's going on with the record labels and, you know, who we in competition with and things like that. You got to make sure, you got to know what you're doing, like a regular job. You go to McDonald's, you work at McDonald's, you want to make sure you know what you're doing. I mean, so it's the same thing with the music, man. Just know what you want to do and then learn the business. Really learn the business.
That's true. That's true. Yeah, we're going to open these phone lines to get a couple questions out of our listeners. So if you guys want to ask a question, get your question ready. We are going to take some random calls. We do got some callers on the line. So if you guys don't want to ask a question, take the one off. But if you do, just keep that one up. We're going to answer. We're going to take some questions. First question, first call we're going to take. So like I said, if you have any questions for my boy, HIT4D Music's own, press that one. So we're going to take a call out of the 651-242. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from? Hello?
Hi, you're live.
Okay, guess they don't want to ask a question. All right, we're going to get into another caller. Let's go ahead and get into caller out of the 281. 741, caller, do you have a question? Dang, HIP, I think you're scaring them. They don't want to ask a question.
I'm not trying to scare nobody.
It's cool. We're gonna try this again. Let's go ahead and get into this caller out of the 614-774. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
Hello, I'm so. The boy, I just wanted to holler at y'all next to Blow Radio and say what's going on with everybody. Is that all right?
Of course.
No, that's not all right.
Well, it's going to be all right, okay? It's going to be all right. Yo, so y'all definitely love Buddy Boy's point of view, the hip hop game, and yo, we definitely got the fun rappers like 2 Chainz, and we definitely got Kendrick Lamar. I actually got that dude's album. I actually went to go buy it. I'm like probably one of the only dudes in America who still buys albums according to SoundScan.
Right. You got to support. I've been a part of that myself, man. Did a lot of bootleg stuff, but it's one thing. And if it's good, man, I go Kendrick Lamar, Meek Mill,
Nas, I don't care what Nas come out, can be trash, I'm still going to buy it. It don't matter. So, I mean,
I bet you're still a lot of people. I bet you still a lot of people that don't even know Kendrick Lamar even got two versions of the cover. People won't know that because they don't buy shit.
Right.
They don't. And what I wanted to know, you know, what I just wanted to know, since nobody seemed to have questions other than me, I want to know, what do you think that we can do as artists to get people back to the stores, to the Targets, to the Best Buys? Because it's starting to hit mainstream. I mean, it's been hitting mainstream artists, but it's hitting them where it hurts. You see what Nicki Minaj is going through right now. Her album bombed.
I'm gonna be very honest. What Nicki Minaj is going through, I don't think it has nothing to do with people buying it. I really just don't think. I think people are over her gimmick. I don't really think nobody really. A lot of people that was with her gimmick are not with her gimmick no more. That's why she's failing as far as her album right now. Now I did read a report that I think it was Universal Records actually are getting back the music that they've been, the money that they've been losing from actual stores buying the album from the stores. They're actually just now getting back all of that through iTunes and things like that. So that's a thing, because although, you know, we're never going to get rid of people stealing music. I mean, when they started being able to do that, we can't get rid of that. But a lot of people are now buying the music from iTunes and downloading it from Google Play and things of that nature. So you got to utilize that. You really got to utilize that. You know what I mean? You can still put it in the stores. You know, my album will be in the stores. But iTunes and Google Play, I will utilize that to the best of my ability. That's my main focus.
Okay. So do you think that, or, you know, what actually can an artist do? Is those days almost over of going to national retailers? Or for an aspiring artist like me, do you think that it's feasible to keep going out of the trunk to go independent now? Like, are we almost back to the caveman era of selling albums?
Well, me personally, I think independent is the way to go, because you, what the record labels are doing, you can do it yourself. I mean, and by the time you get to that point where you are selling records like that out the back of your trunk, the record labels are going to come screaming for you. So I don't think we ever going to not be able to go to a retail store and get an album. That's not going to ever stop. That record labels are going to continuously do that. I don't think it's nothing we can do as artists, because I'm there, you know, struggling artists. I don't think that there's anything that we can do to stop that from happening or get more people to buy it from the stores. But I think your internet presence is very, very big. Very, very big. And also the international presence is very, very big, because a lot of people don't buy in America, but it's a lot of people that buy in Japan, and it's a lot of people that buy in United Kingdom and, you know, Europe and things like that. They buy a lot of American stuff. And, you know, I remember listening to Rick Ross. Rick Ross said Stally is selling more than Meek Mill, Wale, and himself, only because of overseas money that he's getting, because they actually go out and buy his music. So, like, again, it's the internet presence. Now, that's all I can say, is that's the best way to go, is that internet presence for iTunes, Google Play, eMusic, Amazon, anything like that that can get you heard across the world. That's what I think you should do.
All right. Well, y'all, appreciate that point of view. I definitely appreciate it. I'll take that into consideration.
All right. Thanks, bro. I appreciate you calling in, man.
All right. No doubt. Miss Queen T, do what you do, because you do it best, don't you, darling?
In that order.
In that order. All right. So everybody be... I'm gonna drop a quick plug in there. Hey, everybody who's listening, make sure you tune in Thursday next to Blow Radio. I am the new host, Lyrical Incisions, for that ass. Hey, and if you don't like me, ask your grandma about me. I'm out.
All right.
That's what's up. Shout out to Lyrical Incisions. I will be on air with him this Thursday. So I actually want to get into another caller
Let's go ahead and get it. Let me find him. Okay. I found it. Well, shout out to the person that wanted to ask you a question, but I can't find your number. Shout out to DV. He wanted to get in, but I don't see your number in here, so don't kill me. So the switchboard is locked up, so if you guys hang up, y'all will not be able to get back in to the show. So make sure y'all stay locked in. Don't hang up. All right, let's go ahead and get into this caller. Mugasi, you still there with me?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go ahead and get into this caller, another caller out of the 302-743. What's up? What's happening?
Yo, what up? It's Crush.
What's up, Crush?
302,
stinking dog. Catalyst, man, the Catalyst. What's going on, bro?
What's going on with you?
Man, chillin', man. Just working hard, man. How you, man?
Man, I'm doing the same thing, you know? Get my grind time on.
Yeah, I see you, man. I see you making noise, man. I see you making noise. You still got the models going on?
Oh, yeah, most definitely, most definitely. If you still looking for somebody to be in the video, holla at your boy. You know, Shadow Girls is ready to go.
Right. Yeah, shout out to Crush, man. He stay on his grind, man. Shout out to Crush, man. For real, he go hard, yo.
That's what's up. Yo, Crush, you got a request in? You want to get in or anything you want to say?
Yeah, I wanted to get a request in, but I also wanted to ask the question.
Okay, cool.
Okay, go ahead.
Hit.
Yes, sir.
What artist started your music thing? Like, what artist made you say, you know what, I want to do this?
Ah, man, artistically, my music bloodline go, like, way deeper. So, like, it wasn't an artist that made me want to do it. I got an uncle that's been locked up a lot of my life, and he was rapping. And to this day, he's the best rapper I've ever heard on CD, in person, on TV. I don't care who it is. Outside of Pac, I have never heard nobody rap like this, man. And he's, you know, shout out to my uncle Chris, man, sincere, man. He basically put it in my head, like, yo, you can do this, man. And that's what made me want to do it. That's what inspired me. And, you know, again, like I said, if I could sing, man, you know, that comes from the Temptations and Otis Redding and all them. That's, you know what I mean? So it go back way more than just, you know, rap.
Right. I feel that.
I love it. We appreciate you for calling in.
Huh?
So we appreciate
you for calling in.
No doubt.
We're gonna take one more caller. Calling out of the 651-242. Caller, who is this and where are you calling from?
DZ CEO Skill Gang. You know what it is. Holla at T Queen. You know what it is. Boy in the building. Cush in the building. You know what it is.
That's what's up, DV Scale Gang. DV, you got a question for my boy HRT?
Yeah, definitely do. Another thing. Shout out to Delaware, you know what I'm saying? I talked to T Queen, she told you one of them guys that she fuck with. Anybody T Queen fuck with, I fuck with. Hands down, it don't matter on my life. And I heard your song, man. I'm really kind of feeling that, man. And I like your point of view on these questions that motherfuckers are asking you. I like the way you're coming off on that shit. Like Kendrick Lamar, shout out to my man's doing his thing. You know what I'm saying? And overseas, that shit's monster. But the question I have for you is, you know, you got a lot of cocky rappers out here. You know, all right, let's say you don't like dude at all. Do you still give respect where respect is due? Do you still like, hey, that was the best song of 2012, right? I have to give it to him. Even though me and him going through our thing, I'm not fucking with him. That was the best song of me, 2012. Still shout out to a lame nigga, even though they don't fuck with each other. Shit like that.
Shit, man. You know, my ego kick in, bro. You know what I mean? So I'm going to say, if I do feel like that, and, you know, if I'm on a, you know, that would have to, I would be having me get interviewed, you know what I mean, and you would ask me, like, yo, Bull, you know what I mean, how you feel about Bull, you know what I mean, and I'm not the type of person where I'm just going to start shit, especially if we already going through something, I'm not going to start something, So I'm just going, you know, if I fuck with this shit and I think this shit was hot in 2012, you know what I mean, I keep it real simple. Like, yo, I fuck with this shit. And that's it. I'm not really going to boost this shit too much, and I ain't going to disrespect him, even if we going through something. I'm just going to let him know, you know, yeah, I fuck with him. But I'm not just going to be blatantly on my interviews just like, oh, yo, I love this guy. His music is nice. Nah, I'm not doing that. I'm sorry. My ego too big for that.
Yeah, real nigga shit. Okay, yeah, and I respect that. Another thing is that I want to ask, you be fucking with Minneapolis? You be coming to the cities?
Say that again, Carew.
You be coming to Minneapolis or Minnesota? You fuck with the apps?
Nah, I haven't been out there. You know what I mean? That's what I was saying. I'm trying to get out there. I'm trying to get out there soon.
And see, like, all right, I'm not no cocky nigga, and that ego shit is a motherfucker. You right, ego is a motherfucker. And you can ask T-Quest, you ain't seen the kids perform, all that, man. You know, it's a skill game, man. And I'm if anybody from Minnesota listening, of course, T-Queens, she's hosting, so the whole fucking Minnesota's listening. You know what I'm saying? But if anybody from anywhere when I say this, I feel like, and the T-Queen not right, so if motherfuckers do feel anyway, I want your opinion. Do you feel like Skill Gang is one of the hottest in Minnesota? If you had to pick, a top 10, would we be in your top 10?
Oh, that's my mic was mute. Yes, of course. And performance-wise, you guys would be in my top 3. Performance-wise as well, y'all, the whole crew. Skill Gang, yeah, definitely. Top 3 performers, y'all definitely would be in there as well.
Shout out to Queen. She has done so much shit. Skill Gang is like, that's my fucking grandmother or something, man. She's like my hip-hop grandmother. Like, when she first met me, she ain't really for a kid. For real, when she first met me, she didn't know me for a can of paint. Motherfucker ain't even had no IDs, my nigga. We ain't even had no IDs to get into the club. And they like, we ain't even book y'all for this show. Man, she's speaking in our face like motherfuckers really hurt. Like, these niggas really
Okay, DV, your phone disconnected. But shout out to DV. I'm sorry, I was flipping. But yo, HIT.
Shout out to BV, man. I appreciate it. Listen, man. Some shout out to him in the Skull Gang. I want to hear something from him. Where can I hear from him at? Like, where can I go? Like, being that I'm not in Minneapolis, you know, of course. You know, where can I
I'll definitely link you guys up with some more of their music or whatever. I'll link you guys up on Facebook. You guys can chit-chat, whatever. But, yeah, his name is DV. DV Skull Gang. They're definitely a crew I fuck with out here as well. They're real dope, you know, and yeah, they're cool.
He got that fire. I respect him. He got that fire under his ass too. That's what I like. That. Yeah, he made
yo, I mean, this is y'all interview, but yeah, they definitely do get the fucking. They got dreads, so imagine their whole fucking crew in dreads. Just like, I swear, when I first saw them perform the show that he was talking about, I didn't book them to perform at my event. And they were outside trying to get in. They didn't have no IDs. I looked out for them, you know what I'm saying, because I'm there for as much as I can for any artist out there that wants to make it or perform or anything or exposure. I try to be there for everybody. So, you know, I let them in. I got them in, and I got the bouncers and the manager to let them in, and I got them to perform. And I swear to God, I thought they was about to break the fucking stage. Like, they was just all over the stage, like, jumping and just performance, so they definitely got a good stage presence.
Yo, respect to, you know, BV, Skull Gang, and all of them. I've definitely got to hear their music. I'm with all that, man. I'm breaking the stage. Let's break it, man.
He's asking, if you come to Minneapolis and stuff, shit, we might as well get you guys out here. You know, AC is due time for you guys to come out here anyways. Definitely need to link up. So, but yeah, HITs, let everybody know where they can find some more of your music and all the other stuff.
Oh, yeah, you can find us, my music on 4D Music, again, number 4, DEEPMUZIK, SoundCloud. Also, again, I got HIT Music page on Facebook, Reverb Nation. You go to 4D Music, ENT, you'll find, you know, a bunch of the group, not group, but a bunch of the labels' music all together. You can also, go on iTunes. You know, support your boy for Queen. I mean, again, just put in the search icon, search bar, put in, you know, Queen, featuring Don Mega, D-O-N-M-E-G-A, and it'll come up. And I appreciate the support from everybody.
So, Gossa, you still there with me?
Yes, most definitely. I'm here. One more time, HRT, let the fans and the listeners know where they can find you on Twitter, Facebook, and iTunes. One more time.
All right. Twitter, you can find me at Hitter4DM, at Hitter4DM. Again, you can follow me on Instagram at 4DM Hitter. You know, it's flip-flop on Instagram. Facebook, and my music page is HRT. And also, my email is the number 4, DEEPMUZIK at gmail.com. You can link up with me at any time. You'll get either my CEO, AC, shout out to my boy, Buggy, and or you'll get myself. And, again, hit single Queen on iTunes right now, on Google Play, Amazon.com, eMusic.com. Go out here and support your boy and support real music, man. It's time to take care of our women, as Pac would say.
That's what it do. Yo, AC, if you want to go live with us, Prescott 1, I see you on the switchboard. You got anything you want to say?
Of course, you got to go live. We
got to take. Okay, now there he go. He pressed the 1 to go live. What's up? Talk to me.
Yo, talk to me. Oh, man. They loving the interview, man. People hitting me up. They like, oh, my God, he sounds so great on the phone. They loving the kid, man. Yo, HRT got fans. You hear me? The man got fans.
Shout out to my guys here on the screen, too. Now, again, I appreciate the love, man. I appreciate the love. But, guys, right there, baby.
Baby, do right. Yo. Miss Queen T. Magashia, y'all don't know how much y'all mean to me, man. I know I keep getting sentimental, but y'all be looking out for the kid, and y'all show the whole 4D camp love, you know what I mean, regardless of the situation, you know what I mean? I'd be like, yo, I need interviews. Y'all be like, all right, we got you. It's crazy, but like I said, man, I appreciate it, man, for real.
I got the
realest outlet.
One more thing, but guys, I didn't mean to cut you off, brother. You know, I never want to do that. I got to shout Magashia and Miss Queen P again because, yo, their Twitter, when they promoting somebody, is crazy, man. I swear, yo, that's all I see. Like, yo, they just took love for the Queen song, man. They were showing love like crazy. So, again, I appreciate that, man. I really do appreciate that. Y'all don't know how much that means to me because I know that y'all mess with the music and y'all support us. And, you know, I mean, the support go right back to you, so... Again, I appreciate it. I'm sorry, AC. Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I like I said, I can't say it any better like he said it. You know what I mean? The support I hear is real, and you know what I mean? At the end of the day, you know what I mean? I know we're not talking about loyalty, but I'm talking about loyalty right now. Y'all know already, you know, my loyalty is with y'all. You know what I mean? It's thick and thin. So, like I said, man, one love to y'all, man.
You know, we appreciate you, and you know, we love everything you do for us, the support and the love, and we gotta get right back to you. So, HRT, welcome back anytime. You know, AC here for life, so you can't go nowhere at all.
I was gonna say AIC or something. I don't know what the fuck I was gonna say. AC stuck with us for life, so that means the whole 4D music stuck. So, y'all ain't going nowhere.
Right, we're right. That's love, man. I feel blessed.
What happened?
I said I feel blessed now. Thank you.
That's what's up. And when you drop new music, AC, I already know where to send it. So let us know when you got the new material dropping and all that good stuff. Okay.
Yes, ma'am, I got you. Y'all be getting something real crazy within the next couple of weeks, man. Something crazy that's talking, you know, shake y'all butts, too.
Okay, well, we got both of you on the line. You know, we don't got no more singles of yours, but we do got Home Again, and I want y'all to introduce that song for the listeners.
Go ahead, Boogie, you got this.
Yo, man, if y'all didn't know, man, we dropped the Loyalty album. Well, I'm gonna say it's an album, although it's a mixtape. We gave the free download about a year ago, December 20th to be exact.
Right.
We got this single, Home Again, featuring none other than my main man, H.I.T., also my other man, J. Mills, you know what I mean? Not spelled J-A-E, but just the letter J, Mills, M-E-E-L-Z. Again, produced by my man, Loud Thought, man, Home Again. Y'all heard it here, man. 4Deep Music, we here.
Definitely. We appreciate everyone.
Let's go.
Tight production.
Oh, my bad, Maggie. My bad. Go ahead.
Oh, no, I was going to say, we appreciate everybody that's tuned in tonight. You know, we're going to end the show a little bit early, but we're going to still play songs. All requests that we have, we're going to go ahead and we're going to play for you guys, even though we're not talking. So make sure you follow us on Twitter at she_is_Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A, at Miss Queen T, at Next to Blow Radio with the number 2. And, oh, T, do you want to tell them who we got next week, or you want us to check it out on Twitter?
Yeah, we can do it. Let's do it. Go ahead. Well, I'll say the first one. First, we got, are we talking about Tuesday, right? Okay, so Tuesday we got Remedy, R&B dude out of Minneapolis, Minnesota, Remedy. I will be playing a track of his tonight because, oh, my God, he has an amazing voice. And, Magasia, go ahead and introduce the other two artists we got.
Woo! Okay, we got our boy, God Knows Jones. God Knows Jones, and we have C-Rock. So, three major big-ass artists next Tuesday. And me and T got to push the surprise for you guys. So, if you guys want to know what the surprise is, make sure you follow us on Twitter. If you don't follow us on Twitter, you will not know the surprise. At Miss Queen C, at she_is_Magasia, M-A-G-A-S-S-I-A, and at Next to Blow Radio, the number 2. We'll make that announcement, I guess, later on tonight. So make sure you follow us on Twitter.
Yes, ma'am. Like you said, make sure you follow us on Twitter, Facebook, all that good shit. Do a surprise.
Oh, wait. And I'm on Instagram now. I'm on Instagram for real. At she_Magasia. AT, you gotta do Instagram. That shit be live.
Oh my God! You know, I was sitting here last night thinking like, damn, I gotta get an Instagram. But I was so tired, so I went to bed last night. Everybody was doing it, so yeah, I'm gonna get it.
Yes.
But Maggie, I thought we wasn't supposed to get Instagram. I thought we made a pact.
I had so many requests for Instagram. Like, why you don't be on Instagram? I'll be tagging you on Instagram. I was like, okay. So I did. I got 200 followers. Ooh, I need some more followers. You know, y'all follow me on Instagram.
Oh my God! I'm gonna have to get one now. I'm feel left out now. I'm really gonna have to get one. So it's gonna be the same thing to Miss Queen T. I don't take enough pictures though. I don't take pictures.
Let me tell you, I don't take pictures either. But trust me, I'm gonna show you how to do it. It's cool. I'm gonna show you what to do. You're gonna have fun with it.
Okay, well, we definitely going to get on that Instagram tip. So, and that being said, thank y'all. We about to get into this Home Again by 4Deep Music. But before we do that, I'm going to take a couple more calls, get these requests in, and we're going to ride out.
Let's take some more callers, and then we'll let out.
Okay. We're going to get a call out of 870. Who is this? Where are you calling from? Caller, area code 870-692.
How y'all doing tonight? Not much, and everything. This is your boy CJ Noop over here residing down here in Arkansas. And everything. You can catch me on Twitter at CJ Noop. It's CJNUPE. Shout out to my family, Third Degree Bowling Point Entertainment, AD, Tunes, 10-4, J2A. Loot Chase Entertainment, Gripping Cash Records, Satchmo and Trifecta Music Group down there in Georgia. He had also AC and B&B Entertainment. And we just basically down here working. Oh, yeah. Shout out to the Real Dirty down there in ATL. Appreciate it. And don't worry, we still going to get some of your mom's favorite chicken down there. It's cooking down there. But right now we got some work going on right and just ask anything.
That's what it do. Oh.
But yeah, right now we over here we burn CDs as we speak right now because we just keep running out of them. Everybody just keep asking for them. I'm like, oh my gosh! Every time we turn around, we're burning 300 to 500 CDs a week. sometimes 1,000, and we push them out the trunk.
That's major.
Yeah, we in Arkansas doing this. Hey, we in Arkansas running things down here. I mean, just point blank. Man, we got so much going on. We got the music. We got the film festival college in this that we're gonna give back to the community. We got everything going on. Just ask me anything. I'll tell you everything we got going on.
Okay.
Go ahead and give your Twitter name one more time so
my
people can
name,
know where to follow. Yeah.
My Twitter name is CJ Noop. That's CJ NUPE. I'm just now getting my Twitter game back up and everything because I've been blasting the hell out of Facebook with music, promos, and so on. Like Miss T promo herself. She blowing it up like I am, too. I'm like, oh, man. So it's all good. It's all good.
That's what it do. Let everybody know how they can find you on Facebook. Like, what
they
look like on Facebook.
Of course. On Facebook, you're going to see CJ Hempier. C period. J period. H-E-M-P-H-I-L-L. Y'all going to look up there. You probably going to see a Kappa sign and everything because that's my fraternity. But right now, we're talking about this music that we got going on, this Born Point Entertainment music we got going on, like Lane Switch, you know.
That's what it is.
We
appreciate you for calling in and rocking with us. Did you enjoy the show?
Oh yes, I enjoy the show a lot. And you know what the cool thing about the whole idea is that no matter where y'all from, where a person is, y'all still give time to show them some love by being able to go over there and put their music out when some of these DJs are not, and that's cool.
I mean.
Down in Arkansas, we have no market. Hey, name an art, mainstream artist from Arkansas. Don't worry, I'll wait.
Damn.
Exactly.
Wow.
With that being said, what we try to do at Born Point Entertainment and our coalition, we try to bring out the real hip-hop, the real music. We let the music speak. We don't even talk to people. We just let the music speak, point blank. If you say your music's good and everything, then just let the music speak. Shut up. Just let the music speak. I mean, most people could put up a real good game and everything, but why put up a game? This is real.
Right.
Gosh.
Yo,
indeed.
Definitely. Is this your first time tuning in to the Miss Queen T. Magasio show?
It really is. And everything. And I'm like, oh, my gosh. I'm on Miss Pronti's promo T show. Oh my gosh. I don't know what to do.
Maggie, you notice that a lot of my Facebook friends, they say my name funny too?
People say my name funny too. Like CJ. What does CJ stand for? I like, so you get under my skin and you find out till then it's CJ.
Oh, Lord.
Okay.
Appreciate you for rocking with us, and welcome to the Miss Queen T. Magasio show. Don't let it be the last for you to tune in.
No doubt. One thing I would like to point out is the 7 Steps of College Initiative that my brother doing, Dr. Renato Hempill, and what it is that he has a book out called "Heart of College and 7 Easy Steps," and which is also collabing with Born Point Entertainment. And we're doing a tax write-off. That's the way you purchase the book. You donate it to any school, any high school, or you can adult education school, and it turns to 100% complete tax write-off. It tells you everything you need to do as far as like getting a debt-free degree while getting a loan. That's how we try to give back to the community, by putting people in school and getting education.
That's what's up. It's always a good thing, you know, to get back to your community. I definitely want to get into more of that as well.
Yes, indeed. If anybody wanting more information about that, you can call 501 501-444-ASK1. That's 501-444-ASK1. And yeah.
Right. You know, and also, CJ, we are live 7 days a week. We have different hosts every day of the week. So definitely make sure you tune in, okay? Same number, same calling number, same website, same everything. Just different hosts.
How can I forget him and everything? Mad shouts out to Hocus Pocus for reaching out to me and everything. Yes, indeed. I mean, Hocus Pocus was the one who told me about y'all's radio show that's going on and everything. I've been chopping up with him. You know, in the inbox as well as in the emails. I sent them a
let's go ahead and bring Hocus in. Speaking of Hocus Pocus, what's up, HP?
What it is like? What's going on, good people? I'm feeling.
Oh, Lord.
Uh-oh.
Oh, y'all don't hear me?
Now I can hear you. You must be in traffic or something, man.
I'm going to be acting up a little bit, but what's going on with you, bro? How you feeling tonight?
Man, doing all right and everything. I mean, when your people just first called me and everything, we was outside looking at a car burning. But anything other than that, he was fixing the car. Next thing you know, the car was an inferno. I'm like, good grief, dude. You're not mechanic.
Wowzers.
Yeah, like, we were some marshmallows outside laughing. But,
man.
But, yeah, for real. But Hocus Pocus, I want to appreciate you and everything for getting in contact with me. We hollered over the inbox and sent you a press kit. I mean the love y'all been giving us throughout this time, it has been tremendous, and we appreciate it tremendously. Boy, I'm just so
like Queen T was saying, we got hosts every day of the week, 7 days a week. So just call in, you know what I'm saying? Let your friends, family, and everybody know. Let everybody know that we're doing this 7 days a week. They can call in, request that music, you know, give shots out, whatever. Just support the movement, and we support you, bruh.
We support y'all. Y'all scratch y'all back, we scratch y'all's. Everybody's winning.
Straight like that.
That's how we do it down here and everything. Anytime y'all come in Arkansas, you got my number, so it is what it is. We're going to roll out the red carpet.
Hey, that's what I'm talking about right there. That's what's up.
Yo, Hocus, you got a request you want to get in? We're going to end the show a little bit early, but we got a couple songs we want to get in before we end the show. But you got a request in? Want to get in?
Little brother J-Bo, you know, Lights Out, that's a killer right now, you know. Look out for that on the Fully Loaded compilation that's going to be coming out in 2013, most likely during the spring. We might push it up a little earlier, it all depends, so look out for that. But I want to hear that Lights Out right here on Next to Blow Radio.
All right, we're going to definitely get into that. Before we get into that, we're going to get into, like I said, 4D Music, Home Again. Also, I want to get into a request by Rello, Rap My City, and also we got Crush, Summer Is Mine. So we're definitely going to get into it. Thank y'all for tuning in. We're going to play some music. So y'all don't need to hang up. Y'all can rock with us. Y'all can hang up.
Don't hang up. Check out this music because we about to put over here. And plus, make sure y'all check me out tomorrow. I'm on air. No punch. So check me out. Same phone number, same radio, you know what I'm saying? Website or whatever.
All right. Well, we're going to get into it. We're going to get into it. We're going
good night, everyone.
All right, everybody. Thank y'all for tuning in. We love y'all. This your girl, Miss Queen T. That's your girl, Magasia. How did I just mute myself? That's some stupid ass shit. What did you do to that? I was talking, I'm muting my own self. But yeah, shout out to y'all. We fuck with y'all. We love y'all. And like Coco said, make sure y'all tune in tomorrow. No Good Hump Days, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Same number, same website, everything. Let's go right here, Home Again.
4D music. Let's go.
Let's go.
Tight production.
Okay, B. We got heater. I linked up with the nigga Mills PIC.
Well, you know I ain't been nowhere.
Let's go.
Just out of sight, out of mind.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you tags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you tags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
Toe tag.
Toe tag.
You done crossed the line, nigga, that's your ass. On site, period, dot maxi pad. You's a dead man, you need a toe tag. He on your top and I'm on your ass. Catch a nigga sleeping on me, I'ma wake his ass. Something heavy, no earthquake, shake his ass. Top back, clip pounds, that'll break his ass. Put the gun to his stomach, then blow up his head. You never shot a nigga, you never chose him dead. You never held the gun, you never busted, man. I popped the boys, hit him off the chain. We coming through in our own lane. This time around, we ain't playing, man. Black jacks, black pants, black shirt, black man. Black fitted cap, magic gun, magic gas. Black on black, nigga, everything's black. It's spent my money, got a black president. Knock, 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 get your resident in. Fuckin' welcome back, we coming in. I don't really give a shit, neither do him. Yes, sir. Got a cabin, nigga. Got the word from the motherfucker cabin, nigga. Waste management, hit trash, nigga. All because you motherfucker action, nigga. Now me and he gonna let you have it, nigga. Cook bow, no bing, straight up capping, nigga. Pow, 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 toe tagging, nigga. I'm a badass, but he's savage, nigga. I ain't making shit up, but just rapping, nigga. The hood ain't the hood, this is happening, nigga. Let's eliminate the fake, get it back again. Let's start it now, reset the trend.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you bags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you bags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 Oh, shit. Hey, Millie.
What up, hit?
Badass to that savage, huh?
Uh-huh.
Okay, let's go.
Let's go.
Badass to that savage. Savage back to that badass. Anytime that drama pop, I'm shooting niggas up like a madman. Guns raised, I ain't concealing shit. Young boy and I'm killing shit. Mills that nigga I'm killing with. You don't know who you dealing with. We back home, back home. Brook Mott, that home of choice. Where them bitch niggas be walk around. Run around all scared and noise. But these real niggas be flipping packs. Guns be they real voice. Two shots, then two more. That just mean fuck your boy. Your boy what? Your boy who? Fuck that nigga, he'll die too. These guns ain't to be played with. These guns ain't to be lied to. These bullets come out hot and greasy. Wipe you down, then fry you. Try your luck, deny you. Fuck niggas that despise you. Kill lanes is what I do. Real niggas will try you. Talk shit, nigga, don't try to. Cause your aim don't hit like mine do. I'm home again. Back about my bag. Looking for you bags. Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
Toe tag.
I said I'm home again.
Hey.
Back about my bag.
Hey.
Looking for you fags.
Hey.
Zip lock them in that bag. Toe tag.
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 Looking like a star again. Black beater, black jeans, fresh snow cardigan. Too hot for that.
For the girls, a hot tie. Men love it when I say I saw poolside. Niggas getting so crazy by four of them. Trying to have my baby. Fitting and get naked. Sweating like the Congo. Beating on their booties like I'm playing on a bongo. Barbecues crashing as men as I can. Rock a show club, hop, then do it again. Red bone glistening, she just blinging. Say I'm coming home with her, I'm like winning. Hit the block party, come on, come on. My whole hood rocking, just having a ball. Cause the summer ain't a summer till we make a snack. Cause it's our summer and we ain't giving it back, so.
Party all night, sleep till noon. Hit every party with my crew like boom. Work in the morning, but I'm calling in sick. Tell all the haters, get off my.
Yeah, I said the summer is mine. Gotta stable up all silver dollars and dimes. And it's blazing. Smoke like Cajuns. Ebony's, Ivory's, Ricans, Asians. New sets on the job. Fresh so clean. It's going down. Stunt with my team. Frostbite hockey. Nobody can stop me. Shorty get bench press. Nobody spot me. Big Bill fly. Team Pelican. Now tell me, who does it better than the shadowy team? Fresh like Listerine, shorty with a booty, walk so mean. Mr. Entertainment, I'm Fred Astaire. All my bedrooms got bedrooms, sexy affairs. And I'm bad to the bone, shorty loving my tone. So the question is, who I'm taking home?
Party all night, sleep till noon. Hit every party with my crew like boom. Work in the morning, but I'm calling in sick. Tell all the haters, get off my.
What it is, and then you miss me while I'm back now. Let me get summer all dizzy, shadowy now, but coerced to the table, me and Dee Dee still sitting at the table. We gon' keep it jumping for the masses, keep it blazing, night in the ashes. Looking for a summer anthem, this is your song, and you feel like us, sing along.
I'm here to tell you, Nino Brown says your services are no longer needed in the community.
Ooh, the bomba clot.
Oh! Yeah! Now that's how you kill somebody, my brother. You get right up on the motherfucker and bam! Throw his brains all over the sidewalk in broad daylight.
Drop the block, baby.
Chopped up, mashed up potatoes. I'll be in this bitch, sorta like labels. Record deal flows, PET cable. Have a nigga bent up, disorder disabled. Make a way for me, get out the way, fool. I'll be so sick, I will replace you. Have your fucking contract replaced, The best bitch, something you can't relate to. Have your ass lesbian, pussy killed facial. I am not the one, no Jet Li. Hit you where your neck be. You already knowin' how this text speak. Knock, knock, hello. I'll be at your fucking door. Hit you with the fucking K if you fucking want it, though. No mess, not holding that. And I'll be in this motherfucker taking pictures. Go to that, you go to that. Four doors and getting at your bitch. A cold grip, some real shit. Some niggas hustle, some just take shit. Yeah, that's what they do. Having heart will get you killed. Being smart will get you rich. Being a mark is being a bitch. That will switch and roll off quick when shit get hot and streets get sick. I done seen it all. Four foes and caves get pulled and watch them fall. Leaking from the top, noodles and hot sauce. Long niggas know the deal. Hyena pack, wild animals that'll do anything to eat. And make sure you know, Snoo, you fucking wick. Cause I'm a beast and my profile's legit. And every time I speak, niggas gon' listen to this. Yeah, they gon' listen to this.
Meaning I go harder, man, that's word to our fathers. If you pussy, why bother? I oughta load up the semi-auto and go mansion on them. Stump them, no fraternity, it look like I was dancing on them. Number one, call me Rose, no bullshit, I'm God body. In too deep with the pool stick. Play a position, nigga. Everybody wanna be Jordan, but I'm nice around the mic. Call me pimping, nigga. Cold killer, put your body in the freezer. I'm eager with the heater, catch your body like a diva. I freak her when I meet her, then she tie me like a pizza. Now I'm right back to the money, swipe that like a visa. R.I.P. bitch, nigga. I'm in this bitch like a dildo. Fake fuck, all about my bills though. Huxtable, leave him in a coma, now he vegetable. Professional, stay up on my lane, that's what you better do.
Free all of my niggas, all of my niggas. R.I.P. to all of my niggas, all of my niggas. This for we, all of my niggas, all of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we, all of my niggas, all of my niggas.
Yeah, every hood we got, yeah, they mess with me, they mess with me. Mix this all up, they got the recipe.
Come out,
murder ass nigga to the death of me.
Turn it, they say I'm getting money, tell them yes, I'm getting
free. All of my niggas, R.I.P. to all of my niggas.
My niggas,
I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we, all of my niggas. Cause I rap my fucking city,
yeah.
Rap my fucking city,
yeah.
City murder happens riding with me. I go downtown and around town, northeast to deliver, southside and outside. I don't cross that river cause I rent my fucking city.
OVF, that's the big team. Two bad bitches, I'm in between. My little niggas, two big things. They on team shit, cause my team is shit. My team kill them, I ain't seen shit. We got real niggas on standby, and we eat good, this the franchise. Shout out to them fake
states, nigga. Real niggas don't hate, nigga. I'm at the center of the top of the states, nigga. Money's my bitch and I stay with it. Catch us in that fast lane, we smoking niggas with the ashtrays. And I'm feeling good, I can't complain. Live like these our last days. From the south side, 30 to the SBC. Head downtown, everything on me. Murder F1 Mac, he's a thing on me. And I ride to the motherfucking take on me. With a bronze on, don't fly short. Read my shirt and say free Tyree. Yeah, I'm known everywhere I go. No, they don't even see ID. I'm a paid man, not a made man. I was good whenever I came in. They be good whenever my day's in. And I ain't sure of that like a caveman. Lord, watch my next move. I swear I don't know patience. Watch over all of my fallen soldiers in Jesus' name. Amen.
All of my niggas, R.I.P. to all of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me, I'm doing it for we. All of my niggas, cause I rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Murder after the riding with me. I go downtown and around town. Northeast to deliver. Southside to the outside. I don't cross that river cause I rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Rep my fucking city. Murder after the riding with me.
Changing the game with my chain. Posse that with said, posse that might say. From their trays to the lows, anywhere I go. How they pulling hella work after hood, they know. G.I. Joe, that way, do it fast till I die. I can get your shit cracked like your booty shake. You do suspect. Fraudulent fictitious. I'm selling on you bitches like my job is up to kitchen, nigga. Oh, I'm in the trade and I ain't serving up no dishes. All my niggas popping still like we frying up some fishes, nigga. Put on for my city. Put on for my nigga. Terry Tonka Raw. Go bananas on his dildo. New attack on the filler. Feel it cause I'm realer. I repeat my niggas like the resource of some shit up. Free all of my niggas. I fuck with all my niggas. Fuck the fans and got me, bitch. You can take a pick of this finger. The middle.
All of my niggas. I repeat to all of my niggas. I ain't doing it for me. I'm doing it for we all.